Here's our goals today, that we're really going to look at some unique issues that come into play when negotiating a lease that's contained within a mixed-use development. We're going to talk about briefly why the condominium structure is still the favored structure for these newer, complicated mixed-use projects. So we're going to spend a little bit of time on some Condo 101, just because the statutory requirements and the terminology can really make a difference in your lease negotiations. The paper contains some sample provisions that's back in Appendix A, both for leases or, if you have a seat at the drafting table, the underlying documents that are going to be put in place for your mixed-use project. You're going to also see that I have some of the provisions in the PowerPoint, but that's not for us to read through or parse through word for word, just so that you can get the idea of what we're talking about when moving forward with these types of leases. And again, like my practice group leader Greg Irwin said earlier, these are just suggested provisions. Of course, every project is very unique, but hopefully this gives you a good background on how to tackle some of the issues that you may see in these types of leases. So why are we even talking about mixed use? There's a great foreword of the paper that Andy wrote about the history of mixed use and new urbanism. And basically what started off as a need to centralize things due to lack of transportation has now turned into a destination of live, work, play. And we're seeing even more types of town centers focused around entertainment, sports, plazas. And I think it's going to continue. It draws a massive crowd to live, to shop, to office.